This is Allie Marshall, A&E reporter with Mountain Express. I'm talking to singer-songwriter Stuart Baker and guitarist Ben DeHart of the Baker Family Band. Last year, following the release of Old Civilizations Put to the Sword, they relocated to Austin, Texas. On July 25th, their summer tour brings them back to Asheville, where they'll play the Grey Eagle.
I'm gonna take you to New York, build some castles on the shore, ride the train with you, wearing your machine.
What has changed for you all since moving to Austin?
When I first moved down there, I got like a burst of songwriting for a few months. It's definitely the kind of place that is very inspiring, just because of all the people there, and also just there's a lot of cool rivers and lakes and places to hike and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to Asheville in that sense.
I know that you're working on some new stuff. Is it okay just to talk about Old Civilizations just for a minute? I know we're like a year out from...
Yeah, I think the main goal in Old Civilizations was just to have an album that represented what, like our current sound at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it was an important step and like our, I guess artistically for us to, in finding our artistic direction or our sound or whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's almost more like more of a documentation than a presentation. You know, get it down and then we can step back and move on from it. I've never made an album that I felt like was totally finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as soon as I hear it, I immediately just want to do something else.
Additional drumming?
Yeah,
that definitely helps.
and most of them are like through composed and they don't really repeat choruses or anything. It just kind of keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
They're more fun for me to play. I don't know if that makes them better or not, but definitely, I have more fun on this tour with the new songs than I did last year with mostly old Civ stuff. We jam a lot. I get to dance on stage and just kind of lose it. So.
Yeah.
So I think that's the direction that maybe the new stuff is going into a less controlled sound, more of a
by the temple's tempest, and when a fit is thrown down from the thrones of darkness, it'll mean the spaceships, it'll mean the cracked whips are coming down to tame us while their glory shames us.
Liz is on this tour, too, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you found, do you think that there's any unique benefits or difficulties with the two of you being in a band together? Does that create any interesting challenges?
There aren't many difficulties, just, I don't know. She's a really I guess, easygoing person. I don't know. She's easy to work with.
Yeah.
Not work. I don't know. It's not really something I've ever really had to consciously think about.
That's good.
It's just kind of natural. It's what we do together, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it makes it more enjoyable for me. I mean, those are the two things I love most are music and her, and so when it's together, it's like, I don't know, it's what I love most about life.